Breakfast.
Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hello, it's Jack here for more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. And welcome to our podcast. This is your chance to get an extra fix of more Radio Breakfast with myself, Tom and Lou, our best bits from the week. So download, listen and enjoy.
Tom, Lou and Jack, the best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More
Radio. Okay, time for the big game. We go into another week. It rolls on. What is Lou's mum's name?
What is it? This is, we've got to get this now, man. If you've not heard this bit before, Tom and I found out after knowing Lou for a long time now. We don't know her mum's name. We were disgusted with ourselves, so we're trying to guess it on air. And whoever guesses it first has afternoon tea with Lou's mum.
Have you thought about the clue? I gave you a clue on Friday.
Yes, repeat the clue, please.
So, Jack has used my mum's name as part of a cultural reference in the past.
Right, now, see, I don't know what that means.
Who gets to go first today?
I believe it's my turn. Right, now I've been thinking about this cultural reference thing. And I can only think of one thing I might have done at some point. And for that reason, my guess this morning, Lou, is that your mum's name is Sheila.
Oh, I went with Shirley, didn't I, last time?
You did, that was your guess on Friday. Why are you thinking that, Jack?
I just think I might have done that age-old stereotypical Australian woman thing.
Yeah. That's a good shout, Sheila.
Yeah, that's all I can think
no,
of,
I
man.
I think you've got it. I think you've gone and got
Tom,
it.
Tom, don't have faith in me because I always let you down.
No, I think you've done it, Lou.
It's a good sort of take on the clue. Is it what I was referring to?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? God.
Tom's little face!
Well, come on,
come on!
Yeah, it was!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Jack and the lovely Lou, are you all on good form today?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
I feel very, very pleasant.
Well, the tone and the mood might change somewhat because as we like to do on this show, it's important that we're open and honest and rectify any issues that happen on air. That's important to us that our friends listening feel that that is going on behind the scenes. So it's time for this.
It's the More Radio Complaints Line.
Okay, Jack, it's you again, I'm afraid. And it's in reference to your use of the A word.
I have never said the word.
No,
don't.
Not that A word, the other one. We're talking about smart speakers. Anyway, yeah, you got a little bit carried away yesterday when we were talking about smart speakers.
Which one, which smart speaker were we talking about?
The Amazon one.
Oh, right, Alexa.
Right, okay, carry on, Liz.
Anyway, we got a text from Julie. Now, Julie lives in Eastbourne, and she was quite put out by what happened yesterday morning. And she sent us this. If you do that again with Alexa, I will switch to another radio station. My Alexa is going mad, asking, what's the reminder for? Julie in Eastbourne, a more radio listener at the moment.
You were putting items on her, on people's shopping lists, trying
that
to be funny.
That is an absolutely scandalous accusation. And I resent you bringing it up here in this courtroom. Okay? What's this lady's name? Julie?
Yeah.
Julie, I'm sorry. You know, look, I get carried away, Julie. That's what happens. You know, I get excited with my friends. I think people are enjoying the show. I get excited. And that's why I started saying Alexa the way that I did.
Jack!
I started saying Alexa too much. And I knew that I should have stopped saying Alexa when it was getting out of hand. I certainly shouldn't have said, Alexa, add pickled onions to the
all
shopping
right.
list.
Okay, I don't Jack, feel he's...
It was irresponsible of me, Tom.
Jack.
But I only
Jack.
Used Alexa because I don't know the name of the Google
Jack,
one.
Will you listen to me, please?
It's just, I feel bad, do you know what I mean? Because maybe
Jack.
Julie didn't want me to say,
Doesn't
Alexa...
Doesn't sound like you've learnt your lesson.
Alexa, add shower shine to the shopping list.
I think it's only fair that we give Julie the chance to respond. Julie's on the show live. Morning, Julie, over to you.
Hello. Hello. Well, Jack.
Yes, Jack, Julie. I don't find it funny.
Uh-huh.
I don't find it clever.
Okay.
Above all, you've not only let me down, you've let down all the listeners on the show.
Well, yes, Julie, may I just
quite
ask?
Quite frankly.
Yes.
I feel disgruntled.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay anonymous. I didn't want to be called Julie from Eastbourne. I wanted to be called Disgruntled from Eastbourne.
Okay, listen, Julie. Let me in. Go on, love. Thank you.
Yes.
Julie, listen, let me apologise to you and let me apologise to everybody listening for saying that word and making your device do things that you didn't want it to do.
Well, adding the gin to the shopping list, actually, that bit wasn't a problem.
I bet it wasn't at all. Listen, you enjoy your pickled onions and all, Julie. Love ya.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Welcome to Friday Show. Time for another episode of our very own soap opera, Improv Street. This happens every Friday morning at this time. So Jack plays Jeremy. Lou plays his wife, Annie. I'm going to give you the storyline now, both of you, and you have to improv the scene, reacting accordingly to the sound effects.
Okay.
Are we both ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Time for another episode here on More Radio of Improv Street. Today, Jeremy and Annie are at their local leisure centre having a swim.
Aww.
As it's busy, they have to share a cubicle to get changed in when they hear something odd coming from next door.
What do you suppose that noise is coming out of that up changing room? What's he doing in there?
I don't know. Is he all right, do you think?
Sounds like he's got chains in there or something like that.
Should we get somebody?
No, I think someone's drilling a hole.
Get off my foot.
Someone's drilled a hole and they're looking at us, and at the same time they're playing with the spinning top.
Jeremy, cover me up.
Okay.
No, I did not say slap me.
That's a bit extreme from the lifeguards to stop people bombing, isn't it? I'm sorry, it's just, I like flicking you with the towel.
Yeah, we haven't got enough room in here. What is he doing next door? Right, I'm going to have words with somebody. Can you hand me my bikini top, please?
There you go. I don't know what Chewbacca's doing here.
Good afternoon.
Well, this was actually rather fast by my standards.
That's Boris Johnson looking at you through that hole!
All right, final...
Bojo!
Final line, please. Final line.
My lord! Boris Johnson's hairier than Chewbacca!
Well done, team.
It was really hard for me to not get very smutty there. Especially with the boing-boing.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Right, you never would have thunk it. We do it at this time every single morning. I'm currently on Facebook Live. Hello to all my pals there. Come back to see me every morning. I love you. This morning, it's a dilemma for you, or something that you've never thought about before. The clue is in the title. And today, I thought, I haven't done it for a while. I'm going really random, okay? Really random. So 8:22:22. Start your message with the word more. I want the reason why you make the choice you make. That goes for you as well on Facebook Live. Good morning to you all. If you were any car, what car do you think you would be? Right? Now, I know you've never thought about that before, which is what the game is all about. So I want to know. Tom has got his head down deep in thought. He's already gone deep in thought. Lou, do you have any early ideas of what you might be? If you were a car, what car would you be?
I think I might be my car.
What, the old Toyota Aygo?
Yeah.
Why is that then?
Well, I'm quite small and compact. I'm economical to run. And I'm...
Simple on the inside,
fun.
But looks jazzy from the outside.
Yeah. Don't need two windscreen wipers. One's quite enough.
One wiper. Well, listen, just don't lock in your answer yet.
Okay.
Just have a think. Tom, what are you going for?
Do I choose a car that I think I want to be? Or
No, can you think you actually
am I honest? I've got to be honest with myself.
It's the car what you think you are.
Okay. So you see, everyone thinks that they are a nice person. We all think nice things about ourselves.
Yeah,
so
but we
I
also
don't know what
we also hard. Know we've got flaws. Come on, have a think okay. about it. Come on.
I think I've got a brand. Okay. But I need to think about the car.
I'm interested in your brand.
I don't want to say yet.
Well, I see you very, very,
Wait,
very
let's
much.
Let's say it together. 3, 2, 1. Dacia. Mercedes. Oh, Dacia.
Getting some cracking answers coming in on text.
Yeah, let's... Right, Lou, what have we got coming in on the text then?
Okay, so we have got Claire saying, I'd be an old van, a bit rusty around the edges, but a good engine, because I carry everyone else's problems.
Aww. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Really nice.
Dan's going to be an Alfa Romeo. Nice to look at, but he brakes.
Oh, my God.
So there's one that's just come in here. Literally. Tom strikes me as a Volvo.
Oh, I can see that, yes.
Not a Volvo. One of those, he goes on to say, whoever this is, anonymous, one of those really old Volvos you see running around with a ladder on the roof.
Like Smithies. Like Gavin and Stacey.
Whoever you are, number ending in 468.
Oh, that's funny. Dave, there's a name at the bottom.
Right.
That is funny. Lots of, Kevin, I forget, they come up on Facebook Live and then they disappear so quick. But Kevin did say, I'd be a beetle because I'm short and fat. And someone said they'd be Mater from Cars. Because they're old and busty, they make mistakes, but their heart's in the right place. Yeah. And we had a Capri come in as well.
Oh,
remember the old Capris? They said old, but always flash. So let's get your two answers. Lou, what are you going for?
Right, I've changed slightly.
Oh, okay.
I did say Toyota Argo, which is what I've got.
Yes.
But I'm going to say a Citroen C1, which is essentially the same car, but I think it's a bit more me.
Okay. How?
Well, it's just a bit sort of... It's. This is going to sound really weird and sexist, but it's a bit kind of like curvier and girlier, whereas the Toyota Argo is a bit angular.
Look,
and I'm not particularly angly.
It's 2020, and we all know that, but let me tell you something, my love. There's nothing wrong with saying that you're a girl and you got curves. Good for you. The whole world's gone mad. Tom, what are you going to be? Volvo?
Land Rover.
You're having a giraffe in your dreams.
Old school, though, right? Old school.
Let me finish.
Don't talk to us like that.
A 1991 Land Rover Mark V. So this is a Defender, okay?
Wow. Has it got the canvas roof?
No, not this one. I want hard top, but I do want an extended axle. So, essentially, I'm great off-road. You know, I do exactly what I say on the tin, and I provide a bumpy ride. I thought that would sum me up well.
That's disgusting.
No, in terms of...
Really disgusting.
No. In terms of if you're with me, life is a bumpy journey, but we get there, and there's guaranteed to get there.
I'd say it's pretty smooth, actually.
So we've got Lou, the Citroen C1, which is proper random.
Yeah.
Tom, the Land Rover Defender.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be... a Lamborghini.
Come on, Jack. You want to be realistic.
Sleek. Sharp and pleasing on the eye.
And very expensive to run.
No, yeah, you're not wrong. Are a Ford Transit.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
With McDonald's wrapper and Coke can stuffed down the front bit.
That's out of all. You see the bullion.
Clean me on the back.
You see the bullion I get in here? Oh, yeah. Well, on the back of Tom's windscreen or back window, which is dirty, it says, for a good time call.
Oh, goodness.
Honk if you're horny.
After 8:30, we have a bit of fun with Jack the Lads. You never would have thunk it. A dilemma for you to answer. Can you just remind us, please, of yesterday's question, Jack?
Yes, yesterday's dilemma for you was, for the rest of your days, you've either got to give up bread or milk.
Okay, so after that, I was thinking, right, it got us all talking on the show. It was quite controversial. So if I can't have regular milk, what are my alternatives?
Yeah, there are lots
yeah,
these
like
days.
Almond milk and coconut milk.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So I did some research and I was amazed at what I found, guys.
Oh, dear.
What do you mean?
So, I've got a game for you. I've got a game this morning off the back of the research I did into milk yesterday. The game is simply called Milk Me. Milk me, yes or no. Okay, so how well do you know your milky creatures?
I know milky creatures pretty good.
So this is animals that can be milked and provide milk for their young.
Can they or can they not? That's what the quiz is about. So, creature number one.
Okay.
Right.
Milk me, yes or no. You play together as a team.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Cockroaches. Milk me, yes
they
or no.
They can, because that was in the news. That was going to be some, like, fancy new milk, wasn't it?
You can milk a cockroach. I know, because I did it in Madagascar.
Of course you did.
They don't have nipples, though.
It doesn't matter. I've got nipples.
No, don't they have...
As Robert De Niro says in Meet the Parents, I've got nipples, you can't milk me.
Isn't it got some kind of gland?
Yeah. So you can milk a cockroach.
I've got lovely nipples,
They produce milk
It's got
with...
good glands, too.
Excuse me. They produce milk within the brood sac. It's like a superfood in Asia at the minute. They love it down there. A great white shark. Milk me, yes or no?
Now, I think it's a mammal thing, isn't it, milking? So I'm going to go with no. Do you agree, Jack?
I've never heard of anybody milking a great white shark.
How do fish feed their young?
They don't give them fish, do they? Because that's eating themselves.
Well, no, because the baby fish sticks to the shark, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, literally.
Yeah. I don't... Who's going to try and milk a great white shark? I don't believe that can be milked.
Yeah, no milking.
Correct. You can't milk a great white shark.
Yes, two up. Tom knows it's 20 quid, Lou.
Milk me, yes or no, the viper snake.
Yes, you can milk a snake for venom.
I think you can milk snakes. Yeah, but do you mean for milky milk?
For milk. Not venom. You can't...
Snakes lay eggs. Chickens lay eggs. Chickens don't produce milk, therefore snakes don't produce milk.
Yes, but when you are getting an anti-venom from a snake, you milk the snake. It's what they call
it. He wants milk as in something you can drink.
Yes.
Tasting nutrients.
If I had a viper snake here, can I grab its nipples and squeeze
Pop
milk
it in
into my tea?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
That's correct. You can't milk a viper snake.
Yeah.
The pigeon... Milk me, yes or no?
No, birds regurgitate for their babies.
Yes, but they also like cereal.
What?
Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
You make a decision, you're a team.
Okay, no.
You can. You can milk a pigeon. It's called crop milk, and it's actually amazing for the immune system, boosting proteins and all that.
But is it regurgitated food?
No, they produce it in an area of the body called the crop, which is near their esophagus, and they produce a milky liquid for their young.
So they cock it back up.
Lou.
That's not milk.
Lou,
it's milk. That's not milk, Tom.
Lou, you cocked it up.
No,
just
I didn't.
Chill. You did.
I'm not the scientist here. Final one.
I'm going
one
on my
more?
Own now.
Okay, on your own. Do you want one more?
Yes.
A moose. Milk me, yes or no?
Yes.
I believe a moose can be milked.
You're both saying yes. Are you sure?
Yes. This is for 30 quid, Lou.
You can milk a moose.
Yes! McDonald's,
however,
here we come.
Stop adding prizes on. I've not given you any. They only lactate from May to September, so the milk is in high demand.
Oh.
There you go.
Well done.
That's the first ever game of Milk Me, Yes or No. I enjoyed it.
I've just Googled, can you milk a pigeon?
Oh, here we go.
No, too late. Too late. Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. More Radio Breakfast. Hi, Wednesday morning. Tom, Lou and Jack with you, but only just the three of us.
Yeah, Lou.
What
Lou,
a morning.
Lou.
So, Lou literally just made it in this morning.
Just running the door.
I mean, what, a minute and a half ago?
Well, yeah, just before we came on air at 6, like during the news.
What happened?
I burst my tyre. It was horrible.
Oh, Lou.
I was driving into work. I was driving through Buxted down the hill, and I think I must have caught it on a curb, and it just went, and it went bang!
Oh,
it was horrible.
It sounds so dramatic.
It was really dramatic.
Did you skid off the road and have to fight to control the car?
No.
Oh.
I was quite controlled and calm about it.
Oh. But Buxted is, I mean, you're out in the sticks a bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of deer around. Was it dark and dingy and scary?
So dark. It was very dark. Pitch black until, so there's this 30 mile an hour sign as you come down the hill into Buxted, which is just one of those normal ones that lights up, except it lights up so bright. It's like three times the brightness of any other 30 mile an hour sign I've ever seen. So every time a car came past, I was illuminated.
Right.
Sort of squinting around.
Did you have that moment where you thought, someone's going to come and get me, a baddie?
No, actually, I was quite rational about it. The first thing I did was phone Pete.
Right.
And bless him, got him out of bed at a ridiculous clock in the morning.
At any point, did you think you were going to be attacked by like a beast?
No, I was in Buxted.
Oh, for crying out loud, Lou, can you make the story good? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there was this, like, one rhino that went past.
Yes, okay. That's it. The Buxted rhino. Johnny's his name.
If Pete couldn't make it, who would you have called to come rescue you out of Jack and myself? Oh, it's a big question, that.
I think the answer's fairly obvious, Tom.
Well, you're closer.
Who is?
Tom?
I'm closer to that area.
Right, so let's just get this straight. You're stranded in the dark, in the middle of nowhere. There's a beast coming to get you, a rhino and a baddie, and you call Tom over me.
Well, hang on, which one of you can change a tyre?
Oh, me, all day long. I've changed 8 tyres in my life.
I can change a tyre.
No, you can't. You had to get the AA out once.
I was wearing cashmere. I didn't want
to... Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I'm going to start with something here that... Well, if you listen to the show at this time every day, usually we might do, well, we might do something a bit racy and we have this racy little sort of song we sing. This is racy, but I don't think it goes with the song. So we don't need our little sexual bed today, Thomas.
Okay, yeah.
But this is remarkable. A man has been renovating his house and underneath his floorboards, he's found a calling card. For a man, this is from years ago, called Percy Longprong, right?
Oh, wow.
Now, Percy Longprong was a gentleman of the night that used to offer his services to ladies that wanted some company.
Okay.
On the front of his business card, it says Percy Longprong, and then it says, maidens treated gently, spinsters delighted... And I pay extra attention to neglected married women. On the back of the business card, it's got his price list. So if you wanted Percy Longprong to come round for an hour, that's going to cost you 10 shillings.
Oh,
so
wow.
Old it is. But if you wanted Percy Longprong to come round and spend the whole night, that'd be 50 shillings. But underneath that, in brackets, it has it's 2x guaranteed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
And then it's got a list of some of the services that he offers, which I just can't talk about, but it's genuine. And then I'm just going to finish it with what it says underneath it. It says Percy Longprong, and then his services, and then it says terms and conditions, right? Wait, okay. A minute. And the only condition, the only terms and conditions, condition is this. Cash before mounting.
I don't want no fly guy. I just want a shy guy.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
We are right in the middle of the rewind. It's 1995.
Yeah, I was spoilt for choice this morning. I was looking for stuff to give you. You know, my little fact of the day that you all like. And there was loads going on in sport and this year, in film. There was even lots going on in space. But then when I saw this, I thought, wow. Wow, I can't believe I forgot about that. Because it's one of them stories, and when I tell you it, you think, I know exactly where I was when that happened. And I'm going to ask you both where you were when Rosanna Cunningham won the Perth by-election for the Scottish National Party. Do you remember that? Huge. I was in the pub with my mate Goldie and Strutty and Bartman. Where were you two?
I mean... who?
Yeah, I mean...
Rosanna Cunningham.
Right.
When she won the Perth by-election.
Probably down Laser Quest in Stoke-on-Trent, maybe.
Who were you with?
My mates, who are Gizbo, Gadget, Aerosol and Batteryhead. They're the lads.
Look, where were you?
Who were your girls?
I'd imagine I would have been at school trading Beanie Baby cards.
With?
Lollipop.
Yeah.
Jim Bob.
Yeah.
Sardine.
And yeah. Sardine.
Yeah.
How is Sardine? All right, have you heard from her lately?
Yeah, she's okay. She's good. Having some issues, but she's all right.
Yeah, well, she is, because her husband Pilchard's been a right pain in the backside, isn't he?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Oh, this is really lovely. A path near the White Cliffs of Dover. They're looking at renaming it after Dame Vera Lynn.
Is that all? A path? After all she's done for the nation.
What have we done here in Sussex? At least Dover are doing something.
Well,
a path?
Yeah, well, if it's a path.
What?
Well, what? I mean, you can't.
We've been on it and don't poo.
Oi.
Hey.
Tom, come on. You know what happens when you get like this? You have accidents.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice if it's a path that people walk across to see the view from the White Cliffs of Dover, where there are bluebirds over.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was nice. Why are you so angry, Tom?
It just seems. Like, so small, why not? There should be a statue of her.
Well, maybe there will be.
At least a roundabout.
Roundabouts are good. I mean, it's about time I had something named after me in Sussex, isn't it?
No, Jack, let's go back to Dame Vera Lynn. Which roundabout in Sussex would you name? Would you rename?
I don't know. But
there's a few that you can't touch. There's a nice... don't ever touch the Crawley Football roundabout.
No, no.
It's
no.
amazing.
There's
that
a nice double roundabout, sort of North Chailey. You could give her both.
Yes, the double roundabout near the pub and the garage.
The miniature roundabout. Yeah, that's not big enough.
Well, there's
come
least,
on.
There's at least two there. You can't name a path after all she's done for
you
this country.
You want to name a mini roundabout after
her. It's better than a path, Lou.
Is it?
All right, why don't we rename the Brighton Centre? Or
the Dame Vera Lynn Pier.
Yeah, thank you. The pier is what I'm after.
I'm going after Tilgate Park for myself in Crawley. That's what I want.
You'll never get
Jack the Lad Park. Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
The prison, maybe.
What? HMP Jack.
Yeah. Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, you might have seen photos. This has been quite a lot done at rounds on social media. There was a bubble gig over the weekend. A band called The Flaming Lips over in the States in Oklahoma held this gig where each member of the audience was in their own plastic bubble, a little bit like a Zorb bubble, but only sort of like a single layer. So you can see what's going on. The band were also playing in bubbles. So you had like the drummer and his drums in a bubble, the keyboard guy, the guitarist, the singer, and everyone was socially distanced, but they were all able to enjoy proper live music.
Yeah, that doesn't support. I know the Flaming Lips and they're very, very alternative.
So they are crackers.
It doesn't surprise me that they would have done something like that. Yeah, I mean, could you better hear? I've been in a Zorb bubble. I've been Zorbing before. It was horrible.
It's where they roll down the hill in a big plastic
mate,
ball.
Yeah. It was horrible. I felt so ill afterwards. But I thought, I can't imagine you can hear much.
Well, it's only Zorbing, they're very padded, aren't they? Because you roll down a hill. You don't go anywhere because you're sort of wedged in with everyone else.
Right.
So they don't need to be quite as robust. So I imagine the sound's pretty good.
Do we take lessons from this? Can we use these Zorb balls in other areas of life to try and social distance? Would that work? I don't know.
What, in the pub?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously you're going to take up a lot of space, but...
How do you get at a toilet? How do you get into the toilet in a pub?
Yeah, you need a massive toilet and to get your balls into the door, yeah.
Oh, Tom, don't look at me and smile, because you think you said something a little bit. I mean, it came out wrong. What's the matter? How old are you, after all?
I didn't look at you and smile.
Yes, you did.
Shush. Lou, what are your thoughts now, moving forward with this bit? Okay, I said balls, all right?
So immature.
The best bits from Tom, Lou and Jack. More radio.